Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roll, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the seventh day in the sixth month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. Today's episode is titled Yes, Y-E-S. Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. So what does this mean? It means that God is truth, and we should always be honest and truthful and reliable. Dragons are liars and deceivers, and they will tempt us to be dishonest and unreliable. To be successful dragon slayers, we must train ourselves to say no to dragons. We must say no to all the lies, temptations, and sins that keep us from our mission of becoming saints. And remember, actions speak louder than words, so it's not just about saying no, it's about refusing to listen to the dragons in our actions. People won't always believe what you say, but they will always believe what you do. If you're like me, I'm sure you have lots of opportunities every day to listen to dragons. Sometimes dragon slaying can seem like a long list of things we have to say no to. But ultimately, following rules can only get us so far. And dragon slaying isn't so much about saying no to certain things and following arbitrary rules as it is about saying yes to God our Father. So today we're going to use the acronym YES to help us learn what I call joyful obedience. Joyful obedience is an act of great humility and a life skill that will help you in every aspect of your life, whether you're playing sports, or you're part of a family, or you're going to school, or someday going to work. Joyful obedience starts with the first letter in the word yes, which is the Y. The Y stands for yoke your will to God's will. Remember, this is key to dragon slaying, that we understand God is our Father and we trust Him, and we know that His plan is always what is best for us, and so we strive to want what God wants. Now, this takes a lot of training and practice our whole lives. Our fallen human nature makes us want what we want, and what we want doesn't always align with what God wants. As a kid, you might think it would be awesome if you could just make all your own decisions and do whatever you want to do. You might find it annoying to always have to listen to your parents or your teachers or your coaches or your babysitters or your older brother or sister or whoever is put in charge of you. You might say things like, well, I can't wait till I grow up so there's nobody to boss me around. Well, the reality is, before you can learn to lead others and make your own decisions, you must learn to serve others and be obedient. We must learn to yoke our will to God's will, or we can't lead others. This is what humility is all about, and why the red dragon of pride hates joyful obedience. Satan, the first to fall for the red dragon of pride, fell precisely because he said, I will not serve. You must learn to say yes to God, and that means saying yes to the people he puts in charge of you. Now, there are exceptions to this rule. God is the king, and he is always the highest authority. So if someone in authority is under the influence of dragons and tells you to do something that is contrary to your Catholic faith, then you must obey God's commands first. St. Thomas More is a great example of how he had to say no to his earthly king because that earthly king asked him to deny his faith. So if your brother or sister is babysitting you and they ask you to do something you know is wrong, then you don't have to obey that. Just for the record, though, cleaning your room, turning off the TV, and eating your vegetables, things like these are not wrong, so you do have to obey those things. Now let's move on to the letter E in the word yes. The Y stood for yoke your will to God, and the E stands for energy. When your teachers or parents ask you to do something, I don't want you to just mumble and grumble, yes, Mom, or yes, Dad, or yes, Mrs. Smith. I want you to be joyfully obedient. Remember, Jesus said, let your yes mean yes. You might not feel like cleaning your room or doing your homework assignment, but you should always desire being obedient to God, and doing what your parents and teachers and coaches ask is being obedient to God. Say yes with energy and joy. That doesn't mean you sarcastically yell, yes, sir, yes, sure, yes, sir, like you're in the army or something and your dad's the drill sergeant. But you can say yes with a joy that slays many dragons. For example, if your mom or dad ask you to clean your room, there's several ways you can respond. Number one, you can flat out refuse, which is not yoking your will to God's will and falling for the lies of the red dragon. Number two, you can say yes and then not do it, which is a form of lying and deception and precisely what Jesus said not to do when he said, let your yes mean yes. Number three, you can mumble, fine, with the most pathetic voice possible, like you're being tortured with servile work, in which case you are barely defeating the red dragon with obedience, but you're being badly wounded by the yellow dragon of sloth with your lethargic and pathetic demeanor. Number four, you can obey after throwing a fit and complaining about how awful your life is and how your parents will never let you get to do anything you want to do, which again barely defeats the red dragon by obeying, but is being wounded by the blue dragon of wrath with your temper tantrum. Or number five, you can joyfully and kindly say, yes, Dad, I'll do that right away. Or you got it, Mom. Option number five is not only being obedient, but it is also being joyful and energetic, not in a blue dragon temper tantrum way, but in a peaceful, joyful, dragon-slaying way that slays not only the red dragon of pride, but the yellow dragon of sloth and the blue dragon of wrath and the green dragon of greed. Let me tell you a secret. If you can learn to be joyfully obedient now with your parents and teachers and coaches, then when you get older, everybody will want to hire you. Joyful obedience is a rare dragon-slaying quality in today's world. And if you have that quality, you will have no trouble finding a job. And when they see your joyful obedience and willing to go above and beyond, they'll want to give you a raise and then promote you and then put you in charge of other people and you'll earn your way up the ranks. You'll find yourself in charge of many others because holiness is attractive and learning to serve prepares you to lead others. So the Y stands for yes, or the Y in yes stands for yoke your will to God's. The E in yes stands for energy. And the S in yes stands for sacrifice. To be being joyfully obedient to God's will means you'll have to say no to your own will. You'll have to sacrifice some of the things you want to do what others want. It's not easy. If it was easy, then everyone would do it. But you can do it by the grace of God because you are dragon slayers. You know that you're made for greatness. You're made to be saints. And saints are often made in the little sacrifices that slay dragons each day. So my challenge for you this week is to work on Y-E-S. I want you to work on saying yes to your parents and your teachers and your coaches, and yes, even to your older brother and sister who your parents leave in charge. And I want you to do it with joy and energy. If they give you a command, I want you to jump to the task and obey. And until we meet again, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. Big thanks to Roland for today's lesson on the YES acronym. In this week's Training Guild email, I included a one-page guide you can download and print. It's a simple way to remember how to say yes to God with your will, your energy, and your sacrifices. You can keep it on your fridge, your wall, or wherever you'll see it during the week. And hey, if you could do me a favor, like, subscribe, and share this podcast so you don't miss out on any other future podcast episodes. And until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.